I'm sitting here with Socha. We're finally meeting each other in person. We've been creating music together.
2019.
Yes, since 2019. You came to CC Mixter and the world by storm.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, who is this? And you got remixed. I think you were the most remixed vocalist on the site. Was it in 2019 or 2020? I
can't remember. 2020 maybe. Yeah.
And so how did you find CC Mixter and how did you decide to make that brave decision, right, to put your music out in the world for other people everywhere to just kind of do with it what they will?
My friend Paul Babel was the one who really encouraged me to just put some stems, just pick one song and just see what happens to it. You know, be more open with your music, see who connects with it because it's so organic. You know, you're not paying someone to remix you. This is someone who's out of the goodness of their heart and their time and their skills. Like, yeah, I'd love to. It's a very, it's a natural, organic thing. And maybe at the time, I couldn't really, organic, natural music. You know, everyone's quite like curmudgeon about their ownership. But yeah, I took the leap. I mean, it was lockdown. Nothing was open. And I was just in my bedroom. I had a dangerous housemate. I was living with a dangerous person, and I think I needed a way to channel my anxieties elsewhere to focus on. And I was, some of the recordings there were just made in my bedroom with a dynamic microphone and just in my bed. And I think I just trusted the process, and I then became even more addicted to like posting more because I didn't really expect anything from it. I just thought, you know, a morose way of thinking, like, well, at least I put something out there no matter what happens, knock on wood. You know, I don't know, like a part of me felt like I wanted, maybe I wasn't quite ready to have an album, but I wanted to share what I already have. And that's how I started with CC Mixer, and I just got really overwhelmed with all the amazing remixes. Like, some of my songs are stadium rock, reggae, lo-fi, hip-hop, like all kinds of genres, like really unimaginable, house, techno. I mean, that's how imaginative and brilliant and beautiful the community has been. So that's how I ended up with you guys. Amazing. With y'all. Yeah.
Was there ever, I know for me, like, when I first joined, there were a couple of mixes that I first got back that I'll never forget. Is there, like, do you have, like, one that just, like, oh, wow, and you remember it, or an artist that you remember that remixed you that really
there's
kind
so
of made
many.
An impression?
But I think I released, Jay Lang did one of me, which was really sweet of I'd Still Love You, and I actually, it's still out there, and there's one that was remixed by so many that I feel like if I mention their names, like, because there's so many, like, Radio on the Shelf remix, like, so many of Radio on the Shelf remixed me, like, my favorites, Airtones remixed me, and Loot, I think I'm pronouncing
it. Yeah, that's what I call it.
To be honest, even the ones that I may not be necessarily partial to sonically, just that they took the time, and I don't know, like, for me, I still feel so much gratitude for them anyway, and I think from my, I have a band camp, and thankfully they said yes to me including some of their remixes, and I wouldn't have been able to do that without CC Mixer, because I haven't released an album. All of the stuff that are out there right now are just remixes, because I haven't really released my originals yet.
So speaking of that, you're working on an album.
Yes, my first debut EP or album, depending on how many songs are out
there. So it's at least 4 songs, maybe 5.
Maybe 5.
And you're real close.
Really, really close. It's I'm working with Joshua Benjamin, who is he's helping me finish the songs, and I decided to finish it in Norwich, which is interesting because they started in London, but I'm finishing them in Norwich, which is like east of England, in my flat, my little abode, and I know that I do have access to like really nice studios, but I don't know. I started off with CC Mixer in my bedroom, and some of those songs were also recorded in the bedroom during lockdown, and I just kind of wanted to continue with that vibe and then see what happens. But these are songs that have been in the pipeline for about 4, 5, 6, 7 years, and then they're just ready, like, hello.
They finally ready. Want to come out.
Yeah, we're ready, please. So, yeah, well,
it's interesting you talk about this kind of beginning in your bedroom, and now it's coming full circle to that. And there's something about recording at home, like so many people do it now, and being in the studio is incredible, but there is something that happens when you're at home, right? Like there's a different kind of vulnerability, and your music kind of, it's so brave to be that, it takes a lot of bravery to be that vulnerable.
Yeah.
And do you think that's maybe part of it? Because I don't know, maybe you recorded these songs not in your bedroom, but there's something that when you listen to them, I feel like I could be in your room with you.
I think these songs, I'm still finding my way in terms of vulnerability. Like when I listen to your songs and other people's songs, even on CC Mixer or the artists that I do love, they say things simply. And I think sometimes I skirt around the issue and then not artistic license, but really it's like I'm afraid to just say it in a straightforward way. But these songs mark a specific time in my life, and I don't want to change them so much. Like I think that's the danger of working on a song for a very long time, because you change. Like you're probably not the same. I'm sure you're not the same person as you were last year, and you're continuously evolving. And I don't want to change them too much or at all, because it's like a snapshot, it's a picture. Mm-hmm. And if you change it, then it's not from that time anymore. And right. I just want to encapsulate that and still add the pizzazz of the energy of where I am now. But they're weirdly enough, they're helping me become more vulnerable. Like that what you're speaking of. These songs are like my, I don't know, sometimes when I listen to them, it's like I'm not me. It's like I'm singing to myself. Does that happen to you as well? You know, when you listen to your song, you're like, it's okay to make mistakes. I'm like, yeah, it's okay. I don't know. Oh, like you feel like you're being like soothed and by yes you, but also not you. Yeah, like something bigger than you.
Yeah, for me, I feel like it's like my higher self, my pure self or better self.
Yeah.
I don't know, if we have sort of that soul part of us, like that is speaking through the music, right?
Definitely.
And there'll be times when like I'll listen to songs and like what you're describing, like, oh, okay. Like your better self is telling your human self that we just sang, right?
Yeah.
Like it's okay.
It's okay, yeah.
And what a gift that we have that. You know, that this
access.
That this thing connection. Can come through this voice and the lyrics. But what's also amazing is so that it has the power to do that for you, but it also has the power to do that for the people who hear it. And so because you share that, when I listen to your music, I allow myself to feel like similar things that you're saying are okay to feel. And so that's pretty powerful.
Yeah, I think CC Mixer really helped me to become unmasked. And I know that gets thrown a lot, that word unmasking. And what does that even really mean? I mean, all of us wear masks of some form,
for sure.
Shape or form, whether you're neurodivergent, not, you know. But I think it's, for me, as Shaw and I don't know, being away from my family, coming to the UK by myself, and being away from everything that I know of, and not having access to just, oh yeah, I'm just gonna go there for, just not having that, and knowing that I'm here on my own. I wanted to not feel like I'm on my own, and I wanted to feel a community around me, and even though I may not see them, or I may not see them in person, I can feel them, and that there's this homing, like a place that I can go to, one of my safe places to like untether myself from, oh, but what are they, oh, this is a bit too much, oh, I shouldn't talk about me being Filipino around white people. I don't know, it's something like that, something I was thinking, oh, but there's not a lot, like, no, like, I'm so, I guess, in a way, brazen over there, like, that's more of my, like, I would want to become more of the person that I am on CC Mixer in the real, not real world, but in the, in this space,
physical.
In the physical, exactly, in the physical space, and not quite there yet, and that's also okay, you know, and step by step, at least I know what it feels like to be that, and that I can work towards it, and I can do it safely, and maybe other people might not agree in the real or actual physical world, but I already have been accepted, and I also accept that part of myself. So whatever they throw at me, I have a shield. CC Mixer and pigeons. Emily.
I love your pigeons.
Yeah.
So you mentioned Filipino, and one of my favorite things, and I think also the rest of the community really values when you share music, share lyrics in your native tongue.
Yeah.
And I hope you get more of that from you, because I feel like that's an important part of expanding. You were talking about other artists from the Philippines.
Yeah.
Who maybe haven't had an opportunity to share their music.
Yeah.
And, you know, so much of the world is like this very colonized, formulaic sort of thing. And at CC Mixer, I'd really like to see our community grow even more into, we don't have to speak English here. I mean, it's a common thing, you know, it's easy for us to communicate, but we really don't communicate through words, we communicate through the music itself. So I'd love to hear more from you in Filipino, and when you the things you have shared are really quite amazing.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I haven't even shared that on my socials, because they're quite pointed and sensitive to the world. Yeah, but definitely, and I think even when I do go back there next year, I want to give, maybe I can be a facilitator where I can record people there. We don't even have access to any recording equipment that may be further into the islands, and you know, they also make music, and maybe they'd be happy to share their music with CC Mixer and see what could happen with their steps, because I've been looking for a way to connect the Philippines to the world, really, but not in a commercial, how can we beat out K-pop kind of way. Don't get me wrong, those are all incredible things, and anything that moves the needle in a positive light is amazing, although there's that other side where that is not the primary goal, moving a needle to whose standard, to whose thumbs up are we looking for. I just want stories that are unheard of before, that were never given importance because they're not a particular way, or even someone who can speak English necessarily. Like me, I'm privileged enough that I can, I'm educated in London and, you know, stuff like that. And I, this is not lost on me, and I want to find a way to connect that. And maybe, CC Mixer could be, and Mixer Plus can be like a bridge to that. You know, I know so many artists there. They're like jazz artists, and they don't have records. They're stupid, crazy, amazing. And why am I alone here? Like entrance fee is like 20 key or something. I don't know. Like, that's how they get paid. Maybe like the coffee that we had today. That's their salary for the entire evening. They're playing for 4 hours.
Wow.
Like that coffee, you know. And yeah, I just.
Well, it would be amazing, and let me know, and us know, how we can support you and bring in members of that community. I mean, I feel like your joining of our community, I told my husband this as I was coming to meet you, that I feel like you're a really important emerging leader in our community, not just because of your incredible musicianship, which of course is very respected and adored and loved. But also because there's something about you that I feel like you have this desire to bring people people in. Mm. And that's what we're about.
Yeah.
You know, we're an inclusive place. Mm. And it's where you, like I mentioned to you earlier, you don't have to be an image or any of that. Mm. And that, like you were saying, hey, there's a place for that in the world. But sometimes it's just nice to leave that at the door.
Mm.
And just, what's your music? What is in your heart?
Mm.
What's in your soul? What is your sound? And share that. And so if you have people you want to bring in, we would love that. And let me know how I can help you make that happen.
Yeah, definitely. And thank you for giving that space to me and to others like myself. I think it's a refuge, like a place of refuge, a place of like calm in the, sometimes a bit chaotic there, but calm as in
calm. I mean anything. As when you have a group of artists can be a little chaotic.
Chaos, but organized chaos.
Yeah.
But in a good way, in a like chaos for a good cause.
Yeah.
Yeah. So more than happy. Like if there's anything I can help with as well, I do need help with my album, my EP. I'm a fish out of water. I've never released an EP.
Well, we should talk about
my
that.
Life.
We can talk about this.
Yeah, another time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
So I just wanted to thank you so much for making, you made a huge effort to come here and meet me today, taking the train in, and I know you're in the middle of producing, and just thank you so much.
Thank you as well, Emily. I can't even believe, like, you're real. Sometimes
I know,
like,
I can't believe it either.
Like,
I love you.
You're real. Thank
you.
Thanks so much.